Yeah?
Corvac.
Listen, Mr. Corvac.
No, you listen. I'm tired. Hello?
That's you, Corvac.
Speaking.
You'll see you tonight. You'll be picked up at 8.
Gordini? Mr. Gordini?
I'm in the bathroom!
Oh, he's here, Mr. Gordini.
What?
Corvac!
Oh, yeah. How do you figure him?
Well, you know, English, tight, a bit wound up. Looks like he has...
How do you like New York?
Filthy, crowded, noisy. Apart from that, I hate the place.
You prefer London, huh?
Not particularly.
Anyways, good to be out, right?
Right.
Well, Corvac, you certainly come highly recommended. Enrico says you're some kind of a genius, says you're a man of ideas.
No, just one. One idea.
Okay. So long as it's good.
Oh, it's good.
Ah. Let's have a drink. Then you can tell me all...
Yourself. I'll do no such thing.
You do as I say, and if I say
you say, gonna... you say, and who the hell are you?
Yeah.
I'm getting out. I've had about a bit. Enrico, will you let go?
Yes, won't he know, or so help me, I'll let you
out. You'll never figure on me, and I'll bring you the law. Yeah. I mean it. Now get out of my...
Oh.
God's sake.
Oh. Bye.
Enrico?
Oh, don't understand.
People in this goddamn world right now, huh? A few more, a few less. Who cares? Hey, Lucky, will you sit on that?
Right.
How old are you, Corvac? Oh, you're 36, 39? You take me, I killed 7 men by your age. 2 with my bare hands. Now look at him. That's arthritis. These claws couldn't crack an egg. Lucky?
Yeah?
Bourbon, huh?
Right.
Sure you won't join me?
Positive.
So anyways, you need action, right?
I need your cooperation.
So? Convince me.
A double hit. You here, me in London.
Oh, yeah? Leave it here, Lucky. So, what's the target?
A merchant bank.
Prison stewed your brain, Corvac? Merchant banks don't hold money.
Precisely.
Precisely? What do you mean, precisely?
I mean their security isn't quite so... rigorous.
Now listen, don't you come all the way from England just... Oh, damn. You see that? No grip. I'll be sucking it through a straw next.
You want another?
No.
$20 million.
20?
Bottom line, probably more.
Well, now look, didn't I just say...
Mr. That... Gordini, we don't steal the money... We steal the bank.
The bank?
Right. Then it gets even funnier. Soon after, we give it back.
Here, Doctor. He was too heavy for me to move.
Yes. I am very sorry, Mrs. Cosullo. I am afraid your husband is dead.
Well, I know that. I can see that myself. Will I be needing a certificate or something? I mean, for the funeral...
That requires a little venture capital. 30 grand sterling. With that, I set up all the London end, coordinate the entire...
Wait. You expect me to risk...
If you're the man I think you are, you risk petty cash. I risk my life. Seems fair to me. Don't you see? This is special. Something for you to be proud of. Something for others to admire. Respect.
He say when he'll be back.
Never does. Well, go on. Make yourself at home.
Just isn't his style.
Oh, never mind him. What about Gordini?
Gordini?
You think I don't know where you went?
Enrico told you.
Didn't need to. I might go with the furniture and wallpaper, but I still have ears. Well, is it on?
None of your business.
Aye, it's a rare view, isn't it? One for that damn warehouse you'd see Todd Bridge.
Look, you must have some idea.
Oh, he could be anywhere. You know, in the summer, I sit in that balcony for hours. Sheer magic. Hear all kinds of things. The river.
Yeah.
I swear it has a life all of its own. Especially at night when it's... there. Like some great winded animal. A dinosaur, maybe.
What?
Think I'm a wee bit mental, do you? Always had a vivid imagination, you see. Kind of life I've had, believe me, it helps.
Well, where are you going?
Have a shower, do you mind?
Norma. You put some clothes on.
Not embarrassed, surely. Here. Dry my back. Hey, not so rough. That's better.
And what if right now Enrico walks through that door and sees you and me? Won't be quite so funny if
the only door Enrico will walk through is the one into hell.
Eh?
He's dead, Korvac.
Dead?
Fried yesterday. Golders Green Crematorium.
But how? What happened?
Well, I never believed he had a heart, but the doctor assured me I was wrong. Anyway, it stopped. Coronary. So now you know. There's his ashes in that wee jar. Haven't quite decided what to do with them.
Games, stupid games. Winding me up, wasting time.
I was just choosing my moment.
You should have told me.
I wanted you in the right mood.
Right mood?
Okay, so I was wrong.
Go and get dressed.
Was he that important?
None of your concern.
Was he?
Not just important. Vital. All right, so he was a prize pig. But he was a great fixer, the best. He knew everybody. I just don't have those contacts.
I know someone who does.
Oh, yeah? Who?
Me.
Huh?
I want in, Korvac.
What? No way.
You need me.
Oh, sure, like a nail through the neck.
4 pairs of shoes and 12 dresses. Not much for 10 years, eh? I'm sick of selling myself cheap, Korvac. Well, what's it to be?
You're sure you can handle this?
Don't worry. I promise you won't regret it.
That leaves 2 cop uniforms and the 3 army.
Right.
I'll be wearing the officers.
What? You're going in yourself?
Why not?
Why not? You don't buy a dog and bark yourself, that's why not.
Look, I put my own arse on the line, they'll know I'm being serious.
But why take the risk? You're the bloody general, you don't have
Maybe
to.
I like being on the front line.
Oh, I see. One of those, are you? Listen, do yourself a favour.
Shut it, just shut it up, eh? If I say I'm going in, I'm going in.
What about the other two?
Nothing special. Bit of muscle, maybe. But, you know, cool. One has to be a driver, of course. And then there's the jeep.
No problem.
But that damn telephone. That's the crucial...
Mobile recording. Stand by, Unit 3. I am now approaching target.
There's no darkness but ignorance. Sound like Dickens, Slater.
You're late. Not late, cautious. I've been watching you.
And you are.
Hamlet, over here.
Take the bag, look inside, you'll find an address. It's a merchant bank.
Bank? I didn't say anything about a bank. I didn't realise.
So what's the big deal?
Forgotten he's still playing on the
show. Look, I want a full reckoning. Layout, architects, plans, telephone, ducts, whatever you can get, but to be the third floor, okay?
May I ask?
No, you may not. Grand in the bag, same again when you deliver.
Not for a bank, mister.
Okay, two. We'll get someone else.
What is it?
Is he watching us?
What, him? No, he's whining. We're not.
Say about men.
Eh?
Men.
Nothing. Listen.
Most men I've known are like bagpipes. All hot air and bad.
No, no, listen. A beautiful instrument.
Oh, spare me your drivel, darling, and pass my cigarettes.
You know your trouble.
Who the hell's that? You, Korvac? I wasn't expecting...
Evidently.
Throw my robe, would you?
You. Out.
Sure, man, anything you say.
You do no such
I'll
thing.
I'll give you five. One.
This is my fault.
Later, two.
Okay, if I get my trousers.
Actually, please lower the
three.
Korvac, Darren's here for a job.
So I see.
Oh, away with you.
Four.
He's a gigolo. A real charmer. That's what you wanted, wasn't it?
Don't trouble yourself, Norma. I don't need this kind of
aggro. What a gob, Darren. He's hot, Korvac. Believe me. I mean, look at him. That hair didn't arrive out of a bottle. And he's got all the patter. I swear he charmed the knickers off a nun.
So this is your Greek god, is it?
Hey? Greek?
Shut up! What have you told him?
What'd you take me for?
Well, young Apollo, I seem to have misjudged the...
Name's Louise Mitchum. You make friends, okay? But make it really hot. Promise marriage if you have to. Anything. Then you make friends with her friends.
No sweat.
But fast, you have a week.
A whole week? And for this I get paid?
500 now, more later.
Whew, juicy, Lucy. You often get work like...
Listen, if you need a woman, I can easily
That's
arrange...
That's not what I want.
Isn't it?
No, it isn't.
Will you let go? I'm sorry, but I'm not available.
What? You mean Darren?
Of course not. Darren's fun. He's been a good friend.
Then what?
Let's not complicate things, eh? Thank you.
I don't understand you. I don't. One minute you're practically
Just
begging...
Just leave it, eh? I've enough to worry about with it.
Okay, I've got the picture. I only wish you were a little more, you know, consistent.
Look, as far as relationships go, I'm bad news, right? I'm a bit messed up, okay? Nothing personal.
You think I don't have problems?
Aye, well, I've enough of my own.
We just seem to be getting on... So well, that's all.
We are.
So, what's the problem?
You're 10 years too late, Korvac. I'm sorry, I really am.
That for a game of soldiers?
It's a bit iffy, isn't it?
Listen, Billy, they're expecting you.
They're too right. So what happens when the real cops turn up?
They won't. How many more times?
Oh, come on.
Of course they will. They have to phone. I mean, a bomb alert, that's a padded and green job, isn't it?
Yeah, right. What, the heavy brigade?
Yes.
Well, then?
Only they won't be speaking to Paddington Green, they'll be speaking to me.
You? Well, how are you going to manage that, then?
That's my business. The point is, when you arrive, they'll welcome you with open arms. All you do then is help clear the building.
Oh. I don't know.
Look, do you want this job or not? For God's sake, it's straightforward, honest crime. Know what I mean? Anyway, you've been asked to trust me, not him.
Okay. What are you ring, Sam?
Well, impersonating a cop. That's a 5 to 10 stretch, isn't it?
Yeah.
Damn. All right, then. What happens next?
You don't need to know.
Well, okay. So how long?
10 minutes, maybe less.
Form address?
Main.
I still don't understand.
You don't need to, not yet. What about her friends?
No problem. I'm well in. Told them all I was deeply fascinated by computers. Even got myself a tour, didn't I?
Really?
Thought that'd please you. The processing manager's a bit of a bender, see. So what plays up to him? It's an IBM mainframe, by the way.
Yeah, I know. The 9000.
That's right.
Just your feet, darling.
Must be about 20 workstations, all online, direct to the stock exchange. That what you're going for, is it? The computer?
No, not quite. Now, listen. The bank's database is stored on magnetic tape. Lots of reels kept in what they call the tape library, with me? Now, reels are all coded and classified according to their status in the information hierarchy.
You what?
No, no matter. I'm particularly interested in the master database. It's stored somewhere in that library. Now, you find precisely where, okay?
That'll have to do.
Which means code and classification.
Hang about. How'd you expect
me to... I don't know. Use your initiative. You crack it, and there's another... What are you trying to do, Norma?
Relax. Come on. Just the one.
No thanks.
No thanks. No thanks. You're like a machine, do you know that?
I know I'm not supposed to drink.
That bad, eh?
That bad.
Aye, well, you've the willpower, no like me. Me, I'm too easily persuaded. Too easily, you know. Always been my problem right from the start. You think what you're doing's the best, but then things happen. And everything's changed, and there's nothing you can do, nothing.
And you're quite finished feeling sorry for yourself.
What do you know, eh? What the hell do you know, Mr. Master Bloody Mind? Think you know all, don't you?
I'm going to bed.
Korvac! Korvac, man!
What?
You really think you can do it? Crime of the century? You really think...
I wouldn't try otherwise.
Haven't a hope. Haven't a hope.
What the hell's wrong with you? Hey, what's brought this on?
Here. I'm back. This is Conrad.
Glad to have you with us. Sit down. Norma said some good things about you, Conrad.
That's nice.
You're ex-army, right?
Yeah. Going back a few years, mind.
Didn't you like it?
What, me? No, I loved it. It was the wife. Even older shot, she wasn't happy. Then it was the kids, of course. Anyway, I let her persuade me, didn't I? 6 months later, the lads was in the Falklands, and I was on the pig and dole. Women, eh? No offence, Norma. So, here's to the bomb squad. Be good to be back in uniform.
Good. Excellent.
You're a pro, Slater.
And you, Mr. Hamlet, are the fool.
Oh? Why so?
I think you'll find the most significant fact to be gleaned from those plans is that Universal Holdings is a bank without a vault. Or to be more accurate, a bank without money.
No money?
Its function seems entirely administrative.
I see.
And should you be hoping to hack into the computer itself, I should warn you, it has an extremely sophisticated silicon screen. I'm afraid it simply can't be done. Sorry to be so blunt, but in choosing your target, you do seem to have made a rather fundamental error.
I take the point, Slater. No need to go on. Your money's in the glove compartment.
To keep a straight face. Hamlet, he says. The bank is without money.
It's what?
It's a mud prat. Still, he did a good job.
What do you mean, no money? I don't understand.
No, and neither does he.
Korvac!
Relax. We're not going for money. We're going for data, information, knowledge.
What's the use of...
Knowledge is power. Power is knowledge. You never heard that?
No, I haven't. And I still don't
Simple.
Understand.
Simple. Steal their knowledge and you steal their power. Now, that's when they really switch. And that's... You expect him?
Let's turn the light. Hello? Who's that? You want to do what?
Who is it?
I don't know. But you better see him. He says he wants to help you rob a bank.
He what? It.
Thank you, Mr. Korvac. I'm sorry.
You have exactly 2 minutes.
The name's Hurley, Mr. Korvac. I'm a private investigator. Just small stuff, you know, divorce.
You mean you snoop?
Someone has to do it.
Get on with it.
Well, a couple of months back, I was employed by Mr. Casula.
Enrico? What for?
I believe he required evidence of your infidelity.
My infidelity? What about him?
Easy, Norma. Hey, keep your hands...
Just a tape recorder, right? I assume you know what a bug is, Mr. Korvac.
A bug? You mean...
Do you want this job or not? For God's sake, it's straightforward, honest crime. If you know what I mean. Anyway, they've been asked to trust me, not...
Pigs, actually!
Chuck it, Norma.
Okay. What do you accept? Well, I mean, impersonating a cop, that's a 5 to 10.
How could he be so...
Well, he wasn't. I was told to remove them weeks ago, only I didn't. Sometimes you play a hunch. When he died...
What do you want?
I admire you, Mr. Korvac.
What do you want?
A share. A fair share.
Wait.
A share?
I play my part, I get a share.
You want in, is that what you're saying?
You're a lunatic.
I can handle myself.
Oh, yeah?
Well, I've been around, Mr. Korvac. There's
Look,
nothing
do else... yourself a favour. You're way out of league. I'll give you 10 grand for the tapes.
No, it's not just the money.
What's your problem, Hurley? You sick of living?
That cuts both ways, doesn't it? Listen, for once in my life, I want to achieve something, to do something special. You of all people can understand that, surely.
Take the money, Hurley.
No, I'm sorry. Either I'm in, or I go to the police. Your choice.
Where are the bugs?
Well, one's behind that picture.
Get it.
Does this mean...
Get it now.
Korvac, you're surely not...
Later, Norma. Let's just take it nice and calm, eh?
Calm! This creep invades my privacy, spies on us, blackmails us...
Can't do a damn thing, OK?
No, I suppose not.
Yeah.
Where else, Hurley?
Just the bedroom.
The bedroom?! My God, is it no end to the man's depravity? You mean to tell me you've actually been listening while I've been... What are you going to do?
Having a lot of choice.
I'm not happy, Korvac.
You think I am? Look, stealing those tapes is the easiest part.
So long as he keeps his bottle, it's no big deal.
Conrad won't like it.
Who says he has to like it? He'll do as he's told, same as everyone else.
If you're sure.
Nothing's sure. Weigh the odds, play the percentages. That's all you can do. But it's a soft target. Don't worry, I can handle Hurley.
It's thrown me a bit, that's all.
Sure. Check him out, though, won't you?
Oh, I already have. He's exactly what he seems, a pathetic little creep.
You're doing a good job.
My God. Praise indeed.
Oh, I mean it. I couldn't have done any of this without you.
Oh. No, you couldn't.
Isn't that your dinosaur?
Hmm? Oh. You remembered.
Sounds a bit lonely, doesn't it?
How do I get into this?
Look, you want out, you're out.
It's a bit late for that.
What is it with you? Look, I really don't need this.
I just got this bad feeling.
Don't say that. Don't ever say that. What the hell are you suggesting I do, huh? Tell Gordini I blew it at the first jump. His 30 grand's gone straight down the pound. Hmm? Is that what you want? Gordini's got the moral sense of a sewer rat. Can you imagine what he'd do? Now we go on. So just get a grip, mate. The last thing I need is to have...
Papa always said, never trust a man who doesn't drink. But with you, Carvac, I make an exception. You're quite an operator.
Thank you.
But still a lot of risk.
It's a lot of money, Mr. Gordini.
Well, sure, sure. But, hitting two banks, this is serious provocation here. We upset a lot of people, financiers, politicians. Governments, even.
We can ride it.
Well, not without sacrifices.
Meaning?
Well, meaning, who carries the rap? The politicians will want blood, Ava. Are you going to do it? Take 10, 15 years in the jug?
No chance.
Well, so who does? You don't know, right? So listen, your side... They all go down, huh? Except you. On that, you got my word, okay? That way the cops get their robbers and we keep the prize. Neat, huh?
Isn't it just a little disloyal?
So? This is business, Corvac. Can't be helped.
No. Maybe not.
Now, all you gotta do is convince our investors.
When?
Tonight. They take it easy. They're all nice guys. You'll soon get to like them.
Two cards play.
Gentlemen,
look,
please.
I was cracking banks.
Old times, old times. These are new times.
This is new crime.
Gordini, together you and me, we pulled some terrific stunts. But tonight, tonight I never heard such lunacy.
Pussy and junk, is that all you know?
I still know how to kick ass.
Corvac.
In control of computer freaks and goddamn it, comes. What kind of...
Maxie! Was... You are not being helpful. Now will you let the guy speak?
Thank you. The master database holds information. Files. Facts. Figures. Millions upon millions of records. All the bank's prime data. Without it, the computers can't run. In fact, without it, the bank ceases to exist. Now think about it, gentlemen. Today... Banking is entirely electronic. Money's just information. Blips on a screen. The database is the bank's very identity. So you see, we steal those tapes. We steal the bank.
Hey, but there must be copies. What if there's a fire?
Oh, that's right, there are. They're called backup tapes. And they're stored here in New York, which is where you people come in.
Light breaks. A double hit. London, New York, both synchronized, am I right?
In one?
Basic problem with that.
Hey, wait a minute. Why can't they make more tapes?
Oh, they can. But it'll take months, maybe even years. Every hour, that bank shuffles millions of dollars. How long do you think they can afford to stay out of business? In that game, 10 minutes is a disaster.
Yeah, but what about our governments? Paying ransom offends our policy.
Okay, so there's a conflict of interest. Money versus principle. Now, which do you think will come out on top? Besides, Max is right.
I am?
Absolutely. I can't expect men of your unusual abilities to risk a fall for a mere 20 million. What do you say we talk 60?
60.
Now that's sexy.
Or even the bank itself. Now consider the possibilities, gentlemen. A controlling interest in your own merchant bank. A totally legitimate front. Complete and easy access to all major financial centres right across the world. Isn't that a worthy prize for your collective talents? Well, isn't it?
How?
Simple. You invest in the bank.
What? Are you crazy?
I don't think so. You buy shares. Exploit our advantage. Once we have those tapes and rumour turns to panic, the bank's stock will take a dive. That's when you start buying. Discreetly, of course. Then, carefully choosing our moment, we give the tapes back. Everything quickly returns to normal, the stock rises, you all make a pile. And if we're really lucky, you also get a few seats on the board. Your very own merchant bank.
You know something? I like this guy.
What did I tell you? What did I tell you? Take a walk, Kovac.
Sorry?
I said, take...
He impresses me. I say we go.
Leo? Sure. But we seem a little exposed. Let's keep plenty of distance. Kovac takes all the heat.
Agreed.
And he also takes the drop.
Kovac?
Hey, that is evil.
Hey, but I gave my word.
You want this deal through, you just broke it.
But Leo...
Listen, every hit has a splash. We go for the financial system, and we are talking governments. Which means public opinion. Which means a result. Which means that they have to have their goddamn front page mastermind. Okay? Okay?
Okay.
Now, gentlemen, if you'll kindly excuse me, I'm doing Congress in 5 minutes.
Like a dream. It's going to be a Sunday night. Everything should be nice and quiet. The city's like a
crate. Which Sunday?
Hasn't been decided. Soon as New York's got its act together. 2-3 weeks, maybe?
Great. Sooner the better.
No problems here, I take it?
Everything's fine. Going like clockwork.
Good. Feel a little happier now, do you? A little more confident?
Sure. You've no need to worry about me.
I wasn't. But I did miss you.
Aye. Missed you.
We're going to do it, Norma. We're going to do it. We're really going to do it. So close, I can almost taste it. Those pinstripe ponces, I don't know what's in them. They'll be running around like headless chickens. And you and me will be stretched out on some silver beach without a care in the world. Won't that be something, eh?
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, you bet your life. I was thinking of Costa Rica.
Oh, aye.
Yeah. Plenty of money, they're not too inquisitive. What are you doing?
You said you wanted to see Dan.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Tell him I need to see him tomorrow night. Excellent. I could arrange a diversion, but that means risk.
No sweat. If I choose a night when it's raining, they let me wait in reception.
23 seconds. That's all it needs, and everything else falls neatly into place. Now, you get it right, I pay you a grand a second. Fair enough.
Stroll on. When?
Try and do it sometime next week.
So what's the new number?
435-0421.
What? Well, that's here, isn't it?
That's right.
Oh, a bit dodgy.
No, no, no. We restore the original number before we leave.
Oh, yeah. Got ya.
Okay. Now, one last time.
Right. Emergency hotline to Paddington Green, Nick. Mm. Internal directory button number 7. I'll press P for program, then key in the telephone number here. And that's it.
What happens if someone sees you?
Oh, well, I bloody idiot, didn't I? Say I was trying to phone me mum.
Good.
So, it'll be you that's answering, will it? Chief Inspector Corbeck, CRD.
Yeah, that's right. Serious Crimes Division. Okay.
Bank Robbery Incorporated, can I help you?
Norma!
It's just my wee joke. Can't have a wee
God's
joke.
God's sake, woman, do it right!
Yeah, stop messing, Norma. I got a date, remember?
Well, honestly, I worked a switchboard for 5 years. I don't see
because I want it perfect, that's why. Now, if you're quite finished.
All right, all right.
Okay, Darren, dial again.
Right. 435-0421.
Police, Paddington Green.
This is Universal Holdings. We got a
bomb alert. No, you say who you are first.
Oh, yeah, I'm Security Officer Mercer, Universal Holdings. We've just had a bomb alert.
Hold the line, please. Putting you through.
Chief Inspector Huxley.
Hello, Chief Inspector.
God's sake, will you two just...
Well, it's yours.
Sorry, I can't help it.
Look, maybe Master Carol will kids you.
Kitchen?
Norma, will you
Hey, hang on!
I warned you!
There's no need for that!
Shut it!
Are you all right, Darren?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm okay.
Right. Now, we've had our fun. Let's do it properly, shall we?
Hello?
Is that you, Robert?
Yes, Mr. Wallace. This is Robert.
I just wanted to let you know how much the family is looking forward to the wedding next Saturday. It should be quite an occasion. I can't tell you how thrilled Daisy is.
Yes, me too.
You'll make a wonderful couple, Robert.
Thank you.
So, everything okay at your end?
Yes, fine. All our guests expect to arrive as planned.
Great. I'll see you in church.
All our guests expect to arrive as planned.
Great. I'll see you in church.
Well?
Next Sunday. 9 p.m. our time.
Right then. You okay?
Yeah, fine. Like I'm going to throw up. Pour me a whiskey, will you?
What, you? Whiskey? I thought...
Just do it. Just do it, eh, Norma?
Okay. Okay.
I'm sorry. You're right. I need to relax. Tonight, I relax. I promise. No more problems.
Here.
Thanks. Look. I'm shaking. I'm scared, stupid.
You and me both. Cheers. I said cheers.
No. No, I better not. Here. You have it. I'll be okay.
You don't look it. More like death warmed up.
No, don't worry. I always get like this. The thing about fear is learning to control it. Use it. Make it productive. Truth is, I'll probably enjoy it. But too much. Too soon. That's not good.
Anything I can do?
Well, now you come to mention it.
Whatever you want. Just tell me.
Records.
I need to be satisfied.
We get confirmation from Norma on the portable. Wait another 2 minutes. Drive to the bank. Check on the security
no,
officer.
No, no. First you flash your ID.
Well, I know that.
You didn't say it.
Oh,
go
flash
on.
Flash my ID. Check on the security officer. Then help clear the building. 3 minutes in, you arrive in the Jeep. I take you to the data processing manager and get back to helping Sam.
It is. You've probably just finished a stint in Belfast, so you've seen it all.
Are we carrying?
Carrying what, Hurley?
You know, guns.
What do you think this is, the OK Corral?
Well, I just thought...
Oh, no. No, I think. I do the thinking, not you, OK?
Yeah. Yeah, all right.
Conrad?
Maybe he has got a point. Insurance, like.
Listen, I tool up and no one else. That way you're both forced to stay sweet and nobody gets hurt. Is that understood? Good.
Going in! Now! Take him! Home police! Freeze!
Would you like some coffee?
No, thanks.
Hell of a day for robbing a bank, eh?
You're remarkably chirpy. What'd you have for breakfast? Birdseed?
Been sitting here for ages watching the sunrise. It was quite something. Just for a moment, I saw the river turn from lead into gold. Liquid gold. You ever see that? Maybe it's an omen.
Maybe.
I feel good. Really good. Where are you going?
Thought I'd go to church.
Church?
Aye, well, I do sometimes.
Full of surprises you are, woman of mystery.
Aye.
Putting a good word for me, weren't you?
Hmm?
You know, upstairs.
Oh, I will.
Not planning to go to confession, I hope.
What?
Confession?
Oh. No. Oh, I'd be there all day. Right, then. I'll not be...
Hey, look, what's the matter?
Nothing, there's nothing.
No, don't give me that.
I'm a bit tense, that's all.
That's good, that's what you need. Gives you an edge. You need to get overconfident now, would it?
No.
Well, then.
I don't want you to get hurt.
No one gets hurt. I've told you. It's all in the preparation. Get the detail right, and everything...
Sit down, Darren.
Where am I?
Somewhere in London. Now sit down.
I want to see a...
Sit down!
What's all the Gestapo bit for, then?
Armed robbery, Darren. We don't take chances.
Not your usual scene, is it, lad?
What are you on about?
Listen, Ponce, your number's been called. You are out of the game, get it? So stop messing, eh?
Some sort of joke, is it?
We also pulled in Sam and Billy.
Who?
How about Korvac, then? You heard of him?
What, him on the telly? Head like a bum, sucks a lolly, that who you mean?
Delighted you still have a sense of humour, because believe me, where you're going, you'll need it.
Oh, yeah? Reckon, do you?
We've got you all taped, sunshine.
Hey? Look, I'm not saying nothing
to you. No, you look. Watch that door. There's someone I think you should meet. A mutual friend.
Judas! You filthy rotten! How could you?
I'm a bit early, I know, but...
That's okay.
Deal with the drink, mind.
Well, that's too bad. Because you're not getting one.
Just while we're waiting, Mr. Korvac. It'll help settle me.
I said no. But you volunteered early. This is how you're meant to get your rocks off, remember?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Well, you better be. I mean it. You screw up. I snap your legs. Understand?
I won't let you down.
Damn right you won't. I don't trust you, Hurley. Huh? I don't trust you, and I don't like you. So if you give me
the slight... I thought I heard voices. Hope you haven't forgotten your passport, Hurley.
Eh? Oh, don't be so... Of course I haven't.
Which reminds me, you up against the wall.
Now what have I...
Against the wall, I want to check you're not carrying.
Oh, I'm clean. I'm clean honest.
Just do it. That's right. Spread.
I told you.
No, I'm in making... So what the hell's this?
All right. Look, all right.
I said no guns, remember? Here, Norma, get rid of it. You don't tool up, understand?
Well, it was just in
case. Understand!
Yeah, I understand.
Come back.
Sure, I know. Your first and last mistake. Right? Now get changed. Robert Paxman?
Robert Paxman? Hi, Robert. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing fine, Mr. Wallace.
Mind if I speak to Daisy?
She's taking a rest. Can you call in half an hour?
Half an hour? No problem.
Can you call in half an hour?
Half an hour? No problem.
Good. Next time it rings, we go for green. Norma, better give Sam and Billy their first call.
Don't keep the lady waiting, Billy.
Hello? Norma? Yeah. Yeah, sure. It rings fine. Okay, we're on our way. Yeah, thanks. And you?
Well, come, Billy. Wasn't that difficult, was it? All right, Inspector, you can take him back.
Oscar 7.
Go ahead, Oscar 7.
Got a positive ID on Conrad McFarlane. Just pulling up now. Do you want us to take him?
Stand by, Oscar 7. Oscar 7, do not apprehend. Remain undercover. Repeat, do not apprehend.
Oh, my. Now, doesn't he look smart? Were you ever a military man, Hurley?
That's enough, comrade. Get changed in the bedroom. Your uniform's in the wardrobe.
Fine.
You're 20 minutes.
Just mind that you're careful.
The shotgun job it was. You know, post office. Amateurs, though. Total amateurs.
How much longer?
Any minute.
Reckon these tips are valuable then, dear?
I don't see how myself.
Well, that's the beauty of it, Conrad.
Not many do. Take it easy, Hurley. You're going to be fine.
It's just, you know, the weight, Dean.
Have some more coffee.
Better not, else I'll need to...
Robert Paxman?
Robert Paxman? She awake yet, Robert?
Actually, we're just about to leave.
So are we, a couple of minutes, in fact. Ask her to call me tomorrow, will you?
Of course, Mr. Wallace.
Will you?
Of course, Mr. Wallace. We've got green. Okay, Conrad, do your stuff.
Right.
Okay, Lucky, you know what to do.
Right away, Mr. Bodini.
Hey, get that door, will you?
Okay. Who the... What is this here?
FBI.
But it's okay, Lucky. It's okay. So, so what can I do for you people? What seems to be the problem here?
Problem is you, Gordini.
Hey, miss, let's show a little respect, huh?
Listen, scumbag. You're finished. Give him his rights.
What? Are you crazy?
You have a right to remain silent.
Hey, now,
if you give
now,
up...
Now, hold on here. Now, you can't do...
Good evening. Universal Holdings, Chief Security Officer Murphy.
Listen very carefully.
Who is that?
I said, listen. You've a bomb on your premises. Confirmation code is Applejack. You got that code word, Applejack. Clear the building. The bomb goes in 15 minutes.
Goes in 15 minutes.
Well done, Conrad. Ready, Norma?
Sure. Police, Paddington Green. Hold the line, please. Putting you through.
Chief Inspector Huxley. I see. Did they give you a code word, sir? Applejack. That's right, it's genuine, I'm afraid. Clear the building immediately. We'll be over as quickly as possible.
You see? Like a dream! Okay, Norma, get on to Sam and Billy. Right, you two, get your coats on.
Billy, you're on, okay? Aye, okay. Good luck.
Right. Now we walk slowly down to the car. It's 4 minutes to the lock-up, so we've plenty of time. It's not going to matter. Conrad?
Not sure. Come here.
What is it?
I thought I saw... My God.
Kill the lights.
What? What's he saying?
Kill the lights! Kill the damn lights!
What's he saying?
Firejack 3.
Mr. Corvette. Out of my way, Hartley!
Would you please...
Get down! Right. Now, everyone just lie still.
That roof. I might be wrong, but I'm sure there's someone up there. And there's not a chimney sweep.
Firejack 3. You have been identified. Position now vulnerable. Over.
Firejack 3. Message received.
Signal 078. All units red alert. Proceed as direct.
Yeah. I've got him. I look down at the street. What do you see?
Nothing.
Right. Nothing. Nothing's moving. Probably sealed off the whole area.
I think we give up gracefully, don't we?
Oh, no way. I'm not going back.
I don't exactly warm to the prospect either, but I can't see...
Now, I wonder who that could be.
You could try answering it.
What for? I've got nothing to say.
Well, if you would.
Leave it.
Oh, come on. What's the point?
I said leave it.
Mr. Korvac. I'm Commander Peters.
What do you want?
I want to end this with as little trouble as possible, Mr. Korvac.
Oh, yeah. That's very decent of you.
I want you all to leave with your hands held behind your head. Do exactly as you're told, and...
And if I don't?
Be sensible, Mr. Korvac.
I'm sorry to disappoint you, Commander, but I've a little unfinished business.
Mr. Korvac... I know you to be a reasonable man.
Oh, yeah, do you? Well, I also happen to be a rather angry one.
Mr. Korvac, that's not a ve...
Well?
Wrong number.
Korvac, man, stop messing. Can't you see?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Just let me try and think, eh? God almighty! Exciting enough for you, Hurley?
What you gonna do?
Not sure. You any ideas?
Well, like Conrad said, give up gracefully.
Oh, yeah. Aren't you curious?
About what?
About who set us up.
Could be anyone.
Yeah. Oh, come on, Hurley, not just anyone. Something like this had to be someone special. Something I knew a hell of a lot.
Well, it wasn't Darren. I know Darren. He'd never...
No, I don't think so either. It's certainly the most obvious, but maybe that's what we're meant to think, eh? Mm.
Hurley, does it really matter?
Oh, yes, it does matter. To me, it matters a great deal. You see, Hurley, my instincts tell me we've been totally stitched right from the start. Huh? From the very beginning. Every move, every meeting, and do you know how? Hmm? You know how?
Yes.
You know what I think? I think bugs.
Huh?
And you know all about bugs, don't you, Hurley?
Now, listen. You've got to believe me. I swear, I don't
know... Well, you would say that, wouldn't you?
You mean this filthy two-rags...
Easy, Conrad, easy.
Conrad! Conrad! Conrad, there must be listening to every word we say.
See what you
did.
Be careful, huh? Right. Okay, Hurley. Let's have the truth.
Listen, honest, you got me all wrong.
I've got nothing to lose, remember that. And if I go down, I'd find it very satisfying to take you with me now. I want that truth.
No, please. Call
back,
please.
It's over.
I need to hear the truth, Norma.
No one gets hurt. That's what you said.
So, I've changed my mind.
Well, Hurley. God's sake, why won't you...
Next time I don't miss. Well.
Mr. Corbett, please be sensible.
You see, your friends are getting a little concerned.
Mr. Korvac.
They are your friends, aren't they?
No.
Mr. Korvac.
Listen. Listen, whoever you are out there. Are you one early alive, you keep back and you keep quiet. I need to think. I have to think. At least you can't hear me thinking. I sound like a dinosaur to you, Conrad.
A what?
Dinosaur. Listen. Gone. Every word.
say. Where's the bug, Hurley?
I took them all out. I did. You saw me. You saw me do it.
Maybe you forgot one, huh?
Oh, my mother's life. Look, I didn't want this. You think I wanted this? I believed in you, Mr. Corvac. And I wanted to... I mean, more than anything, I wanted to be part of it.
Now, wolves have ears, remember?
Honest to God.
Hurley, I'm beginning to get a little paranoid. It's like a... It's like a spring. Here, it's on my head. And every time I look at you, it gets tighter and tighter. And that's bad news. Bad news for us both, you see. I can feel it now. It's getting tighter. All the time, tighter and tighter. And very soon it's going to snap me. That's my lip. Now, where is it?
I've told you.
Where is it?
I'll help you to look for it.
You find it, I'll help me.
Out the mirror. Try the mirror behind the mirror.
Come back, please.
Out of the way, Norma. Mirror, mirror on the wall. No. There's nothing here.
Bad luck, that is.
You mean it can get worse?
The light fitting. Try that.
Conrad!
Okay. Norma, pass the chair.
Yeah.
Just pull the lock down. Anything?
You can hardly see. No. No, it doesn't look like it.
Wrong again, Hurley. Stop fooling. This is your last chance.
What's that jar?
Jar? What jar?
Why can't we just...
Look, the jar on the sideboard, that funny looking...
Oh, that's Enrico Casula.
Eh?
Well, what's left of him? His earthly remains. Used to be quite a guy. Real big time, makes you think.
What, you mean he...
Empty it.
Yeah, you mean these are his actual...
Empty it!
No.
Dust. To dust.
Corvac, please, for God's sake, it's over. Corvac, it's over.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, Norma. Let you down badly, haven't I? Blew it. Totally blew it. No way out.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Unless we try and make a break.
A break?
Isn't that stupid? You wouldn't last 5 seconds.
Maybe not. It's a possibility. That's all. You with me, Conrad?
You have to be joking. She's right. They've marksmen out there. Those boys don't miss.
What have we had? A shield?
Shield?
A hostage. Hurley.
Hey? What you mean?
Call back, run!
A hostage? No, I'm not. I mean, if you think I'm...
Shut it, Hurley. That's to improve the odds.
Yeah, sure. From nothing to zero. No way, Corvac. You're on your own.
Okay.
Oh, Mr. Corvac, no.
Get up. For once in your life, it can be useful.
Oh, no, you must not.
Get up, I say, get up! Now move!
I can't, honest, I can't.
Come on, Hurley!
I can't, I just can't.
Hurley, you owe me this!
Oh, please.
Yes, we've both the same option. Either die here or take a chance outside. You've got three. One. Honest, you got me. Two.
Oh, honest, Mr. Corvac.
Three.
Please.
Corvac.
Norma, would you?
You're wrong, Corvac. It wasn't him, it was me. Now drop the gun.
You see?
What?
You set us up.
I told you, didn't I? I told you.
Norma, how long have I known you?
I know. I'm sorry, Corvac.
Sorry? Sorry! What in God's name possessed you, woman?
Drop the gun, Corvac.
Why? Why, Norma?
What do you think? I was given no damn choice.
No choice?
I was betraying Enrico, not you. Enrico! You're right, it was set up from the start. Only you were just the bait. It's not you they want, it's Gordini. For God's sake, I didn't even know you then.
Not a chance. We never had a chance. But you just went right along.
You think it was easy? What do you think it's been like for me, having to live like that? Caring about told you. I told you I didn't want to get involved. I said, didn't I? Well, now you know why. I love you, Korvac. But I was just too far in. So what could I do, eh? Can you not see that?
Only too well. I trusted you. I took the risk and I trusted you. Trusting you!
You're hurting me, Mr. Korvac.
Let him go.
Ah, my son!
That's right. Take it out on me. Just because that filthy bitch...
She just saved your life, you miserable creep. I think that deserves a little appreciation.
Korvac.
Oh, come on, Norma. Who are you kidding?
I mean it. Drop the gun.
Suppose you did load it early.
Huh? Of course I did.
Pilly, just check.
Right, you've checked. Now drop the gun.
Or else what?
Oh, Korvac. It's finished.
Else what, Norma, huh? I mean, if you feel bad about betraying me, think how upset you'll be if you kill me.
What are you trying to prove?
Just playing the odds, same as ever.
Listen, you damn fool, I'm trying to save your life.
Oh, yeah? What for? I'm not going back to some stinking box. Left to rot, feeding on pig's wool for 10 years, no thanks! You see, I've a better idea. You give me your gun.
Go stuff yourself. You think I won't use it?
I think the odds are in my favour.
Don't you believe it?
Let's have a little wager then, shall we? Put it all, put everything on the line.
Korvac, please.
Oh, no, listen. If I take the gun off you, I win. I win you as my hostage. And if I don't, well, you win my forgiveness, my absolution. Fair enough?
You're mad. Totally crazy.
Mad or not, that's the game. And I make the rules.
You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Hey, Korvac. This hasn't exactly been your lucky day.
So? You want to take a side bet, Conrad?
Her eyes, man. Look at her eyes. She's perfectly capable.
Well, let's see, shall we?
Stay back, Korvac.
Target in clear view, sir.
Take him out.
Come on, Norma. Give.
Stay back, damn you.
Give.
I'm warning you.
I said give.
In The Korvac Conspiracy by Paul Fain, Terry Molloy was Korvac and Heather Bell was Norma. Don Fellows played the part of Gordini. Roger Hume was Lucky and the police commander. Joe Dunlop was Hurley. Sean Barrett, Conrad. And Paul Downing, Darren. John Bull was Sam and the Doctor. John Dixon, Billy. Christopher Good, Slater and the first FBI agent. And Edwin Richfield, Enrico and Maxie. Joe Kendall was the computer voice and police control. And Marcia King was the second FBI agent. Other parts were played by members of the cast. Special sound effects were composed by Dick Mills of the Radiophonic Workshop. The Korvac Conspiracy was directed at our Pebble Mill Studios by Peter Windows.